An analysis from the Irish College of General Practitioners published in March shows what are called three emerging pressure points for the future of GP care in Ireland and an acute shortage in a number of locations around the country. At present, there are 4,900 GPs practicing in Ireland. About 80% of people visit a GP at least once a year. And of course, it depends on what part of the country you're living in. I think there isn't a person listening to this programme who isn't familiar with the idea of, I find it very difficult to get an appointment with my GP because their books are full of patients or whatever else. So what of that, and what for the future? Because patients in the Greater Dublin area, particularly here in Kildare, Meath and Kilkenny, face significant challenges in timely access to GP care, according to this analysis. And to tell us more about this is the immediate past chairperson of the Irish College of General Practitioners. She's a founding partner of Kilcullen Family Practice, Dr. Deirdre Collins. Good morning, Dr. Collins, and thanks for joining us. I'm sure you're extremely busy, and we'll try not to keep you too long.
Thank you very much, Clem, and it's Deirdre when we're chatting. And I would like to say at the beginning that I'm talking as Deirdre Collins, a GP in Kilcullen, but obviously very aware of what the college has, you know, the information that the college has provided for you. So, we're very aware of this issue. I've been in general practice in the area, you probably know, for a long, long time.
Yes, indeed.
And very much of the area and providing care in the area, and I've done a lot of work to support our colleagues and the art and specialty of general practice in Kildare. But we are aware of the challenges that the public and patients and the practices and the doctors face at the moment.
Can I take it back to the most fundamentals of, number one, are we actually producing enough doctors, or maybe we are, but many of them are leaving the country?
Okay, so the good news on that, Clem, is we are producing lots of doctors. We're also producing an increased number of trained GPs. And I might just stop on that just for 1 second. So what's a trained GP? So when you come out of college, when you come out of university and you graduate as a doctor, you then go into a specialty training program, whether it's to become a surgeon or a consultant at the hospital, or you go in and you train as a GP. But that takes 4 years, Clem. Now you'd say, why does it take 4 years? So you've got to do your 2 years basic training of all your specialties like pediatrics and gynecology and medicine. But then you come and you work with a GP and you train as a GP. And that's, we do this here in Kilcullen. We have trainees all the time. So it takes time. But our trainee numbers have risen dramatically. We had 170 training in 2017 and we now have 350. So that's great. And the government have supported that, and it will be evident over time. The thing about them leaving, they're not leaving. Okay, we have very, very high retention rates of our trainees, and in fact, we also know that if they train in Kildare, they'll stay in Kildare, which is great. And so GPs who train in an area tend to stay because they form relationships with the practice, and they may buy a house and move into the area and they stay with us. So that's the first thing to say, Clem. So we are training, we're training more, but I suppose the type of work is changing as well, and that changes how you do it. So when I started work a long, long time ago, you would see a lot of patients every day, but it was with one issue. Okay, so it was reactive. You'd come in, you're sick, you do this, you go home. People's expectations of their care has hugely changed in that time, right? They want to be healthier. They want to be healthy for the rest of their lives. They don't want to just come in and chat about the one problem. And so they're looking to be healthier. They're coming in because they want to talk about HRT, or they want to talk about GLP drugs because they want to lose weight to be healthier in the long run. So the ability of a GP to see the numbers that we would have seen years ago is changed. But that's good, because we're doing very, very good rounded care of the patient, not just the particular thing that's in front of you.
So in that point, from that perspective then, Deirdre, right, that's a positive. So can we put it all down then to a burgeoning population?
So you've got population growth, Clem, okay, and we know that. We've got older people. We're all getting older, and there's more of us, okay? There's an expansion. There's an expansion of the GMS. Which
I know
is good.
That feeling, by the way. Yeah.
So there's an expansion of the GMS, which is good too. But it means that people who need care get it. So as you know, all the older people, everyone over 70, and they can have a doctor visit card or a full medical card, and they can come to the GP and have all their preventative health stuff, and they love that. It's called the Chronic Disease Program, and that's having real benefits, like something like the numbers of people attending casualty or going to a hospital have dropped dramatically because they're being cared for in general practice. But of course, that takes time. So there's all of those things.
Now, if I just interrupt you there to say, right, the traditional GP of many, many years ago, decades ago, you've outlined people go when they have a problem and that's it. Nowadays, as my experience of GPs is that it's now a medical practice in the broadest sense, which dispenses a varying and a varied
Absolutely.
Number of services.
Absolutely. And so the days of me in my front room with one administrator giving general medical care, that doesn't exist anymore, because for me to give you the tip-top care you need, whatever age you are, but as an older person like myself, you have to have what we call the multidisciplinary team. So you have to have your nurses and you have to have your healthcare assistants, and you also have quite a team of administrators for the amount of paperwork.
Is there any aspect? Is there any aspect to do with the old 9 to 5 hours? Because there was a time when you could, and I mean, everybody needs a decent quality of life and not be on call all the time. But there was a time when you get a doctor in the evening or at night time or whatever else.
Okay.
Now it's absolutely impossible unless you go to one of these Kildare Doc or Clare
okay.
Doc or whatever.
Now
else.
Hold on. Okay, so now I'll push back with you on that, Clem. So I've been part of KDoc.
Yes.
In 2020 when it was set up, right? So KDoc is me. It's my partners. We all do our turn in it.
Okay.
All right? So if you need to, so if a patient of mine is in difficulty at night, they can go to KDoc, and they're going to see the same type of practitioner as they will see during the day, all right? And I think it's really important. You know, we work really hard at having KDoc available. Like, we all do our turn. So from a KDoc perspective, you're getting general practice just like you get for me during the day, all right? So be very reassured about
all right.
that, Clem.
So
that
what's
is a
the
really
solution, Deirdre,
service.
Then, that if I ring you and if I ring my own GP or whatever else, the chances of I getting an appointment within a couple of days, and I understand why, because you're snowed under with the amount of people coming to the practice, and every practice reaches a saturation, a maximum point, that you can't just push people in the way you would to the All-Ireland final and whatever else. You have to worry about quality of care. But what is the solution in your view then?
So again, Clem, it's also really important because you were mentioning about people not being able to get in different things there. There's people not being able to join a practice, okay? And I might just pop back to that in a second. But then there's the, can I see my doctor today or tomorrow? And what you need to know is we here in Kilcullen, we actively manage that all the time. So we allow a certain amount to be pre-booked. We allow a certain amount to be open on the day and a certain amount for emergencies. And all of us do that, okay? So we do have those elements because we're very conscious that we have to be reactive, and timeliness is so important. And there's that. Now, if you come back to capacity and stuff, you know, we're very conscious of the fact that the patients are looking for GPs, all right? Like, you know, and also the fact that, you know, you want to be able to serve your community and balance what you've just said, which is, you know, you need to provide high quality care. It's not, you can't do it half measures. You have to provide high quality care. But we're very sympathetic to that, and we're very aware of it. And we really try hard to accommodate, you know, obviously the people in the community, but also the vulnerable, the older people, and the children, and the babies, and the women in pregnancy. But you know, that is a challenge, and it is a challenge in the commuter area. There's no doubt about that. And that, I mean, I suppose, what can we do about it as GPs? We manage the day. On a wider platform, you know, it's important we're talking about it. We have enjoyed great support from the department, but we need to always be, you know, talking about the challenges that a commuter belt area has, like Kildare and Meath, where we've a high density population. And as you know from the stats you've been given, our numbers of doctors per 100,000, our numbers of GPs per 100,000 is among the lowest in the country.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, that's just an explanation for someone who's at the coalface. of taking care of patients. And thank you, Deirdre, for your time.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Deirdre Collins, who's a founding partner of the Kilcullen Family Practice. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it. And immediate past chair of the Irish College of General Practitioners, speaking from a personal perspective of her own practice, the issues and the problems and what lies in store for the future. And look at, the population is going to continue to grow. And on top of that, we're all getting older, as Deirdre pointed out. So it's not going to go away today or tomorrow. So be patient and understand when you do contact your practice, they're doing their best to accommodate you. Thanks very much, Deirdre, and good morning to you.
Thanks a million, Clem. Bye-bye.